good. So the parasha talks about in between the whole story of Eldad and Medad and the Slav. The pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Lamed, Vayesef Moshe Malchaneh Hu V'Zigna Yisrael. Moshe was brought back into his camp and all the Zakenim. Rashi brings down on the spot that we know Vayesef is a lashon of Knesset. It's a lashon of gathering. Rashi comes to tell us from the Sifri, from the Medrash. Melamed shelo hevi aleihem poranos ad shenichnesu at tzadikin ish la'olam. That to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring punishment upon other people until the tzadikim go come back into their houses. Referring to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing Eldad and Medad for prophesizing for whatever they did wrong over there. So Rav Zilberstein brings down a whole shiloh about houses, specifically about mezuzah. He said a woman, actually a man once came into the Beis Midrash called Beis David, a place called in Cholon, Eretz Yisrael. And he asked one of the guys in the Chevra, he wanted him to come check his house, to check his mezuzahs. You know, a lot of people do have this custom when a lot of things are going wrong. You know, the first thing people do, they run to do is check the mezuzahs. I remember when I broke my arm, my two, arm and a half, I sprained my arm and I broke the other half, my other arm. My mother went to go tell the rabbi, my community, we have to go check the mezuzahs. And it happened to be that all the mezuzahs were good in my house except for my bedroom. So it's not a stam thing. So what happened? They asked this guy from the Kol Hotel to come to his house to be able to check the mezuzahs. And what happened? He found out that all the mezuzahs, all of them, were all puzzle. The guy from the Kol said, "Give me the mezuzahs, and tomorrow we'll go get kosher mezuzahs." And they brought him back to the Beis Midrash, and they brought him into Knesset to bury them. And the husband went home. However, a couple hours later, the husband comes back to the Kol, asking for the mezuzahs back. He wants the puzzle mezuzahs back from the cloth and the cases. And the guy in the call says, "Why? What's going on?" He said, "My wife is scared to sleep without a mezuzah, so much so she'd rather sleep with a puzzle mezuzah than without a mezuzah, with no mezuzahs at all. And she's very, very scared, and she knows that, you know, when, especially in Eretz Yisrael, when you know Jews see mezuzahs, they know that they know that they're Jewish homes, and it has a certain hashpah in the house. Can I please have the puzzle, the mezuzahs back and the cloth back?" And the guy in the call says, "Listen, I don't know what to do." And they come to the Rosh Kol. They come to I don't know who it was. They didn't say they came to Rav Zilberstein, but they came to the Rosh Kol and they tell him the following. What the Rav answered him. He said, "It's also to be able to return puzzle mezuzahs. Why? Because at the end of the day, the Taz brings down in Yoredei a Simon Resh Peches. Why is it also to be able to give back pasul mezuzos? Who mishum shu'ulai is also acharkach milavakish mezuzah kshera? What does that mean? It says because if you give someone back their pasul mezuzos, they're going to get a little lazy the next day and say, you know what? We have mezuzos. We slept okay last night. We don't have to go out. We don't have to go out and get new mezuzos again. We slept fine last night. We don't have to get out. So what's the whole point of taking the mezuzos down? Is that he's going to see something lacking. He's going to see something that's not there. I'm going to want to go get the kosher mezuzahs. However, when this reason was told to the wife still insisted she wanted the pasul mezuzahs back. And it's another rav had to get involved. You know, it was a whole community affair. Another rav had to get involved and told the wife the following mashal. He said, putting pasul mezuzah on your house is like putting a kettle in a short circuit with no water in it and putting it into the wall. What happened? The whole house would. The whole kettle would blow up the whole electricity of the whole house of the whole putting a pot without water you're gonna blow up the whole house. I remember when I was once in Mysore, and when one of these guys didn't know what these hot water makers had, you know, they always get a guy to make it for you and split it up with half. So what he didn't know, you had to put in water first. What happened? You smell like this burning smell. Oh, it's burning, almost burning down the bunk. So this is what he's telling you. He said you think that the pulse of this will do something good for you. God, Chasrom will do the opposite. And once the woman heard that, it gave her a little menuchas nefesh. And people say, you know what? Let's just tonight. We'll just sleep without mezuzah. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll get it. So Rav Zilberstein said, at the end of the day, he said, what's the whole message of this maisis? People said, this the first reason from the Taz about the person about the people being lazy and not getting the kosher mezuzah. That didn't do it for her. But once she heard the mashal, about the crock pot, putting in the electricity without the water, and then the whole house burning down. That's exactly what mezuzah is without pasul klafim and everything like that, then that's what gave it to her. So he says at the end of the day, every single person has to be able to we have to be able to connect to every single person on their level and to be able to explain to them. Sometimes we go throughout life where we hear a halacha here. But we have to be bizoch to be able to chanoch l'nar apidarko, be able to explain to everyone, to every single person on their own level. And as we do that, we should be able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Shkoyach.